This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in studio, you've got Ian
and Mark,
and we've been discussing rights, and it ended up starting out, I guess, earlier in the show tonight. The story in New York City, the AP reporting that it is apparently illegal to refuse service to a pregnant woman if you are an alcohol vendor, so a bar owner, a restaurateur, maybe even a liquor store. I'm not clear, you know, to whom the ordinance applies to. But if you refuse service of alcohol to a pregnant woman, you could be facing fines. And, if you don't pay the fines, maybe a loss of your liquor license, maybe even jail time. You can share your thoughts here with us tonight. It also led to a larger discussion about rights, with one guy calling at the end of the last hour, accusing us of being inconsistent, saying, well, what about the rights of this woman to be able to have her alcohol? And I believe she should be able to choose to have alcohol. She just shouldn't be able to choose to force someone to give it to her, right, or force someone to sell it to her by the government's force.
I don't believe you have the right to compel anyone to do anything. You have the right, except for, to compel them to leave you the hell alone.
Well, what if the person has contracted to do something and then they don't? Then you can compel them, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, but you didn't compel them in the first place. They signed the contract voluntarily.
Okay.
I suppose you have the right to compel someone to live up to their contract, to do with the things that they said they were going to do, to leave you alone. You know, but that's really it. That's
okay, well, here you go, Mark. So then let me just jump in with an argument. The statist might argue that, well, you as a liquor holder agreed to the contract with the state. They say you have to serve pregnant women, so you're in violation of your contract.
Well, I would say that that is sort of a technical truth, but the state doesn't have any right to dole out liquor licenses in the first place. I mean, how did they get those rights? Well, they got those rights by taking away people's right to consume alcohol in the first place. There were no liquor licenses prior to Prohibition. Liquor licenses are a holdover from Prohibition.
Right.
They shouldn't exist.
The person who signed up for the license was under threat to do it. If they want to have a business that serves alcohol, they have to submit themselves to this liquor board, or men with guns will show up at their business. If you just open up rent out a place in a strip mall somewhere, swing your door open and start tapping kegs and serving alcohol to people, it won't be long before somebody calls the police on you, and the police check the records. The liquor commission gets a call up. They say, oh, does so such and such business have a liquor license? Why, no, they don't. Okay, then. Well, I guess we're going to need to come enforce that. And then men with guns will show up, and they will physically stop you from serving those people alcohol. So I don't think you should have to ask the government for permission to open up an alcohol vending business at all.
A license is when the government takes your right away and then sells it back to you.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to you with your calls and thoughts. First up, we'll go to Jesse, listening in Indianapolis, WIBC. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, guys. Just want to make a quick comment about how, you know, great this country is and how it's just really lately been making me sick that our government and everyone else is trying to take America out of America. Everybody is so worried about everyone else's feelings. And, you know, I think it was a story that was it ABC that just said that their anchors are no longer going to wear the American flag lapel because they want to stay neutral on the subject. Are you kidding me? You live in this country, and you're ashamed of your own flag. You disgust me. Do not hide your patriotism.
Well, I don't support the flag.
You live in America.
I'd like to point that out here. I don't support the flag. It's a symbol of oppression.
Okay, well, then not the flag, but America. Like, you are not ashamed
what's
of
what's so great
country,
about America,
right?
Anyway? I mean, what's so great about the federal government?
Not the government, just, I mean...
So there is a difference,
I mean,
right?
Okay, so let's parse this out, because this is really a great opportunity. I used to feel very similar to how you feel. And what for me is I sort of had to define terms for myself. If America isn't the United States federal government, What is it?
I personally would not. No, you're right. Today in 2016, our government is not. I don't support our government. I don't recognize our government. Today, our government is garbage. Back in the Civil War, when it was truly about the people and having rights to do everything, much like you're talking like a license and all this other BS we have to deal with, this is not America that we founded.
But wait a minute. Let's go back to the Civil War. I don't know if it's the way you think that it was back then. I mean, essentially, the Civil War was a war to keep the federal government together. It was a war to force southern states and states that wanted to leave the Union to stay in the Union at the cost of, 600,000 U.S. lives?
Yeah, don't forget that the United States federal government, which had slavery was legal, there were four states that had slavery legal that remained in the United States, the Union at the time, then waged war on another government, a new government that wanted slavery to be legal. I'm not going to say that the war wasn't about slavery, because secession certainly was centered around slavery.
Partially, and taxes.
But
well,
the North's motivation was keeping the Union together.
True.
It's tough. Yeah. It's really
tough.
Isn't
it possible that the American government has been awful from day one?
I think that the soldiers have, they get behind this flag because they believe in really good concepts. So I kind of support the grassroots of America in many cases. But it seems to me the politicians have in many cases perverted these virtues in order to get what they want, to benefit.
And one of the problems with symbols like the flag is that they mean different things to different people. So, while to some people the flag may mean just sort of the ideals of America, the freedom, the apple pie, that whole thing, to other people it may be that the flag stands for the 50 states who've joined together in this one domineering federal government, and the last thing I would want to do would be to pledge allegiance to a group of criminals who are telling me what to do. I'm not interested in having those people rule my life.
If I was if I was the father of some kid that was killed by a hellfire missile out in the Middle East, I probably wouldn't take the news as seriously if delivered by a newsman that was wearing a United States flag lapel pin. That's how I would feel.
So, Jesse, here's a question for you. You're calling from Indianapolis. What do you think about secession? I mean, what about, would Indiana really be worse off if it wasn't part of the United States?
That's a good question. I'm not too sure.
Would you be worse off if you didn't? I don't know what you paid in income tax last year, but let's say the average family pays $10,000 to the IRS every year. Would people be better or worse off if they could keep the money that they earn and spend it, save it, and give it away in the way they wanted rather than the way the D.C. politicians want?
I mean, yeah, I guess that would be a kind of, more of a less government-y way to look at it.
Jesse, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate hearing from you here tonight. It's tough that, the flag is such a powerful symbol for people. It means so much internally to people. Mark, you used to get that kind of that sensation, that swelling over the flag, didn't you?
I certainly was a bit more of a patriot than I am today, but I still got to say I like this particular country and what I'm used to culturally. This is a preference that I have. And I think that people should be able to have preferences without making judgments on other people.
Culturally. There's a lot of culture within the United States. I mean, there's a lot of subcultures and cultures within them. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the same between the Southeast and the Northeast. It's not the same between one side of town and the other side of town.
Would you be comfortable driving from Maine to Florida?
Would I be comfortable? No, I mean, there's cops all along the journey.
Yeah, you would realize that if you drove the speed limit or maybe 5 miles an hour, you'd probably make it relatively safely, right?
Probably. You never know.
How would
you're
you
in
feel,
a box truck, they could pull you over and search the thing.
How would you feel about driving basically the same distance from the north of Mexico to the south of Mexico? Would you be comfortable and feel safe?
I don't know. I've never been there before.
I got to tell you, I feel terrified by the notion.
Okay.
Because I would expect, robbers.
There's cops there, too.
It's not the cops that concern me, my friend.
It's the military, I think, that sets up checkpoints.
No, I don't expect to have problems from the Federales in Mexico. But I also know that there's plenty of, gangs and
you can buy a cop in Mexico way cheaper, though.
Yeah.
So
I'm not worried about cops! Do you understand me? If a police officer hands me a $250 ticket, I can go fight it in court. Yes, I'm going to have to give them some money, but, you know, $250, small change between having a gun shoved in my face and my wife raped on the side of the road.
I think that,
thanks very much.
I think that,
give me the cop all day.
Sorry, dude. I think it's overblown how often that happens in Mexico.
So I don't know.
Tonight,
it's
855.
Just fear.
Yeah, it's fear. That's totally what you're talking about here. Not based in reality. 855-450-3733.
You just said you don't know anything.
I've heard people who've lived there saying it's not that
easy. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-9372. That's 1-800-945-9372.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, dialed toll-free here. Join us. us, bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm.
Are you fed up with the same old thing from Washington, D.C.? You feel like the political establishment could use a disruptive force? And Trump the government with a Trump dollar that expresses your distrust of politicians and the corrupt U.S. political process. The Trump dollar, a symbol of America's resistance to the same old warlike government and a model for a new peaceful monetary standard. To make America great again, for just $5 you can get a gorgeous copper Trump dollar at TrumpDollar.us. You have to see them to believe them, hair and all. It's TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
I think it's worth pointing out here, according to a report from CNN from 2013 and 2012 numbers, in Mexico, there are millions of Americans who visit. 6 million Americans visited back in 2012, and there are only about 100 or so murders of Americans and about 130 kidnappings. So we're talking about a very, very small numbers. I suspect there are, you know, it's dangerous to be in the streets in American cities, too.
Most Americans,
where you are.
I'm not talking about traveling to Mexico, dropping off in Cancun.
Hey, you're
or
talking about
Acapulco.
Going across the whole country.
I'm talking about a cross-country drive, and that's terrifying to me, Ian. I've thought about this. You haven't, because you don't even like to leave.
I
actually
have thought about it. I've read articles about Mexico.
Yeah, a cross-country drive in Mexico. I don't know. It just seems. I'd like to hear about Americans. I'd like to hear from Americans right now who've done it.
All right.
At 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. When I went to Belize, we were stopped on a pretty regular basis by what looked like government worker types that were...
You drove down through Mexico to Belize?
No. I got rented a car when we flew to Belize, okay. Belize City. We went to Ambergris Key and did some diving and that sort of thing, and then we drove around the country. We rented a car. And by
small
the way,
place.
Yeah. The rental car broke down while we were there, which is always fun. And we happened to be an Amish community where no one spoke English or Spanish.
Belizean Amish.
Yeah. Belizean Amish. Either that or they just didn't want to talk to me, one of the two. Because I can speak two languages, pal.
Amish.
I don't speak German. And they don't speak German either. They just speak a dialect of it. So, anyway.
So, yeah, if you've got experience driving across Mexico, you can call up 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We've got Mike. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking
Welcome,
my call.
Welcome, sir. Yes.
I'd just like to make a comment on the thing in New York where they're forcing the bar owners to serve pregnant women. And in my opinion, if the women want to go in there and drink, fine. I don't think the bar owner should be forced to serve them. My thing is, if that woman that goes in there that's pregnant and she's getting a government entitlement, that's coming from the taxpayers. Taxpayers are paying for her health care. Then absolutely, she should not be served. Because if she's got the money to go in there and buy her drinks, then she's got the money to pay for her own health care. That's my thing with it.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying, but I mean, you wouldn't really force the servers to have to check someone's papers to see if they're a welfare recipient prior to whether or not they serve them alcohol. That seems a little bureaucratic. You're just saying in your ideal world, that's how things would work?
To me, that's the way that it should be. If they're getting any kind of health care entitlement, any kind whatsoever, then they should not be allowed to drink alcohol while they're pregnant, because they say, I'm not a doctor, but I always hear that a woman shouldn't be drinking while she's pregnant. It could cause different things with the baby, blah, blah, blah. Well, that caused health care prices to go up. I have to pay.
Unfortunately, you probably aren't going to be able to institute that, given that people's health care is kind of a private thing. So you're probably not going to be able to.
I wish it was paid for privately.
To me, it's only private if they're paying for it.
Touche. I mean, look, I agree with you know what you're saying about it. We shouldn't have government redistributing wealth. I'm with you there. But in order to institute what you're saying, you would have to invade that person's privacy, basically, in order to find out whether or not they were on a government program, first and foremost. Of course, it'll never fly for that reason. Secondly, then you're just putting more requirements on the business owner to have to check that prior to they serve a pregnant woman, which would be onerous and completely unnecessary. Because the fact is, if somebody's on welfare and they want to get alcohol, even if your rules are in place, Mike, that they can't go into a restaurant or a bar and order it there, they're still going to find someone to sell them the alcohol. Maybe it'll be their neighbor, maybe it'll be their friend, someone who's outside of a liquor store. They're going to find someone who's willing to sell it to them. So ultimately, it won't have an effect.
If they buy it from their neighbor or their friend, then they don't have to pay cash for that. A food stamp card or their government entitlement, their health care insurance. People sell food stamps for cash.
They sell that stuff. So there's a black market for food stamps, basically. So you get
so unfortunate. The taxpayers in this country they're getting screwed from
no doubt.
Which direction?
Well, but the government's screwing them. It's not
I'd
these
like
people.
To point out that the welfare fraud that's out there pales in comparison to the corporate welfare of those organizations that are essentially bilking the American public out of money that's being given to them.
I bet we'll find some alcohol manufacturers in there.
Only the government can mess this up the way it does.
If you'll allow me to make one quick comment
about
Mexico. My son was born in Mexico. Me and his mother split up years ago. He was born and raised in Mexico. And I have a lot of friends down there. My son lives here now, and I still have another son that lives in Mexico, down in Juarez, Mexico. And it's not the police officer that you have to worry about. Yeah, sometimes the cop will stop you. You give him a couple hundred pesos and he'll let you go. It's the drug lords that you have to worry about. My son in Mexico had a gun stuck to his head with his wife and his baby in the car. Not from the police, from the drug lords. They took his car. He had 900 pesos in his wallet. They took everything and left him standing there on the street, took his car, everything, everything.
Well,
happened in Mexico more often than what you hear.
Well, carjackings happen in the United States,
too. Why do you want so badly to ask yourself, what's in you that wants so badly to defend these weird places out of Mexico that people are being
robbed? I'm not defending people being robbed, Mark. What I'm saying here is that I'm not so certain that it's as bad as people believe it to be. You already admitted that your viewpoint is based on fear, not any actual information. Look, people get carjacked in the United States.
Your viewpoint is that not based on any information either.
Actually, I've read people who've lived in Mexico, expatriates and folks like that, who say it's not as bad as you think that it is.
And I've talked to people who lived in Mexico who said that it's terrible.
Okay, so there you go. We've both got different,
quickly.
Can you get carjacked in the United States? Yes, you can. And, by the way, the drug lords wouldn't have any power if it weren't for the war on drugs. Go ahead,
that's
one more point.
That's not going to save you if you're carjacked.
One real quick point.
I would challenge you to go live in Mexico for 1 month and see for yourself, because seeing is believing.
Well, there's different parts of Mexico, so it would depend on which part you're talking about. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Some of them have more drug lord activity than others. 855-450-3733. If you're not actually dealing drugs and you're not in as much risk. Free talk.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook. the creator of B-Spa hand and foot cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa hand and foot cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa hand and foot cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Spend your life with ExtendoVite.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. We got plenty of time for you to join us here, whether you want to talk about pregnancy and drinking. Apparently, it's illegal in New York City to refuse service to a pregnant lady if she's ordering alcohol within New York City. Or Mexico. Traveling to Mexico. Mark says he is scared to death of traveling from a point northern Mexico to a point in southern Mexico. Some people say Mexico is not as scary as you think it is. Others say it's just as scary as you think it is. What are your thoughts? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, wherever you are in the world, you should be a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, and you own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interaction should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learned, don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the status paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. Now, maybe you've spent some time in Mexico. Maybe you've lived down there. Maybe you've done some extensive traveling. You want to weigh in here on the discussion. discussion. There, of course, are plenty of internet opinions about this. Here's a story from Quora.com, one of those websites you can ask questions and people who supposedly know a thing or two will respond. The question was about how dangerous is Mexico, specifically in regards to the much ballyhooed drug cartel violence. We just had somebody on the line saying his son was living in Mexico, was born living down there, and that he was carjacked at some point by ostensible drug cartel members. And, of course, unless they tell you they're part of the cartel, I don't know, maybe you have to see what kind of gang colors they're wearing to figure those things out.
Well, once you have a gang take over a region, they lock down commerce to some extent, mm-hmm. too. People become less free. Less free people have to, they can't go about peaceful trade getting what they want, so they have to go about the age-old system of robbing people. So it's still drug violence to some extent, and the fact that the United States population's appetite for drugs really doesn't have much to do with that, other than, well, if it didn't happen, then it wouldn't happen. That's not really accurate. But what I would like to point out is that I don't think somebody going to Cancun or Acapulco or one particular city for a vacation, that they're going to be affected by this. I'm talking about people.
Odds are against it.
Yeah.
Millions of Americans travel safely in Mexico every single year. But here's what.
And I traveled from Acapulco to Mexico City completely safely.
Did you encounter any of the military checkpoints?
No, we saw some military trucks, but we didn't have a checkpoint, no.
That's one of the
reasons, I can remember.
That is one of the reasons why Pete Ayer from CopLock.org, who lived in Mexico for more than a year, did decide to come back to New Hampshire, and he's now hit the road again. But the reason why he decided to come back was he didn't really like the military checkpoints, I guess, that are relatively common. Arzanzu Glez from Jalapena, Mexico, writes this on Quora.com. As a Mexican living in Mexico, in fact, in Veracruz, and convinced about the violence and structural problems the country's facing, I can tell drug cartel violence doesn't affect tourists much. Not foreigners, no nationals. The violence is concentrated against certain groups of residents and illegal migrants. Sure, some tourists could suffer some type of violence, but no more than other vacation destinations for the most part. He says it's pretty hard to avoid the drug routes since many are designed to cross tourist destinations. A chunk of Mexican tourism is about drugs, sex trafficking, and other illegal activities which are controlled by the cartels, or they meet with ports. However, these places have a lot of healthy and safe activities for many, including cities like Acapulco. And then in another one of these answers, somebody else says avoid Acapulco. So
yeah, they do say that avoid Acapulco. When I was there, it seemed completely safe. So he said specifically drug cartel violence. And I'm not concerned with drug cartel violence.
But a lot of people are.
I know they are.
Of the big scary factors. That's what the guy on the phone was just talking about.
I hear you. Really, the only value I'm going to be to somebody willing to commit a criminal act in Mexico is the money in my wallet, and if they're really into ransoming, they might try to ransom me off to get some money back. I don't know the answer to that.
But cutting off your head isn't going to scare the other drug cartel.
Right. I'm of no use between one.
That's what I was trying to say. Was a lot of people are afraid of the drug cartels and the cartel violence, but really they don't affect average people so much as they affect people in the drug trade and family members of people in the drug trade. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. But let's go to you with your calls and thoughts. We'll start out with Rick. He's in Anniston, Alabama, listening to WDNG. Hey, Rick.
Hey, good afternoon.
Welcome.
I tell you, I was about 15 years ago, I was in Acapulco, and it was very safe there. And there was no police actually on the street, but the federales, they patrolled the streets, the main thoroughfare there in Acapulco. But I saw the other day, it was about 3 weeks ago, I noticed the State Department has issued a warning against American tourists going to Acapulco because of the drug cartel. Did you see that?
Well, I haven't seen that specifically, but I do know that the State Department does have standing warnings for certain areas of Mexico, but not others.
But, well, that's what they said. They did specify Acapulco because, they said that the drug cartels had taken it over. And I know back before I went down there, they at one time the banditos, they'd go in there and they'd rob a bank or something, they'd just shoot everybody up. And they said that that's when they sent the federales in, to, because the only business they had in Acapulco was the tourists. And, you know, they was going to pervert.
There's plenty of business in Acapulco. It's a big city. Now, my understanding, we've got friends who live in Acapulco. Jeff Berwick is there from an Acapulco.
Angel Clark
from the Angel Clark Show. And they just think it's great. They are inviting all kinds of liberty-minded people to come join them down there and live in
Angel's
Acapulco.
Angel's got a great apartment with a view of the bay there for like $600 a month. It's incredible.
Thanks, Rick, for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Larry is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hey, Larry.
How you doing, boys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You know what's going to happen to you when you go to Mexico. You know, I see Mexicans up, Hispanics up there all the time on break corners, going to the social services and so forth, coming in, taking all the jobs that, like our welfare companies in town.
So what you're saying is, if I go to Mexico, I'll get a better work ethic
right away.
When I come back.
If you go down there trying to get a job and take your family with you, they're going to kill you right away. That's what's going to happen to you.
That seems a little unrealistic.
Wow. And hold on. My friends work in Mexico.
They're going to kill you right away. If you go down there, I don't know.
They've lived there
for years.
They're
dead already, Mark. They're zombies. They're living dead.
They've lived there for years.
Thanks, Larry, for the call. I'm not gonna listen to just completely irrational fear mongering. Now, why you would want to take a job in Mexico, I don't know.
You'd get paid less, yeah.
You wouldn't get paid very much. Then you get paid at, you know, standard Mexican job pay levels, and then it would be a lot harder to make ends meet, I suspect, as opposed to if you could keep working at your job in the United States and live in Mexico, then you'd be living large.
There is an interesting job market in Mexico for people who've been deported and have good American accents doing telemarketing and that sort of thing. They're making calls to the United States.
Really?
Because, you know, they sound much more American, or in some cases they have no accent at all, or they at least have a sort of an acceptable accent.
And is the idea that the long distance is so cheap now that you can actually pay call center employees less than
sure.
they would get paid?
That's
in
why you're getting help center in India.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. Charlotte is listening to KBKW over in Washington. Hey, Charlotte.
Yes. This is not my personal experience, but we have a couple of friends from Washington State who have gone to Mexico as missionaries down southern Mexico near Campeche on the Gulf.
I want to hear about it.
I definitely want to hear about this. Charlotte, stand by, because presumably the missionaries are not going to the tourist zones. They're going to other areas to reach out to folks. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We'll hear more from Charlotte in your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support what we're doing here, spreading the ideas of liberty every single day, you can head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you can send $5 a month into the show. We'll invest that into Free Talk Live and use it to get on more radio stations. We're going to, in fact, a radio conference next week, a talk radio conference in New York, as we do every single year. And it's the amplifiers like you who send us there. So you can help us reach out to new stations, expand our satellite coverage, expand our internet reach, just by becoming an amplifier for $5 a month. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and more. Go to AMP, AMP.freetalklive.com. We're talking about traveling safety in Mexico. Are the fears of drug-fueled or drug gang violence overblown? Is it really as dangerous as some people make it out to be? I have heard that it's not. Mark, you've heard that it is. Let's go to Charlotte, listening in Washington. We're looking for people with experience. Charlotte, you say you've not been personally, but you've known friends who have been missionaries.
This is an occurrence that happened within the last 3-4 months. They live down there. They wanted to buy a car, so they drove all the way from Mexico all the way up to Washington State.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Why?
I hear they have cars closer to Mexico than Washington State.
Is it because Washington State doesn't have sales tax?
I don't know, but they had contacts up here and of course they wanted to see some friends.
Yeah, okay,
but
sure.
The thing was, we said, didn't you feel uncomfortable driving? She said, no. The federales have certain routes that they keep patrolled.
Okay.
And they publish them And they didn't have a bit of trouble. They got their car, and then they drove all the way back. So
And do you know where they're living? Like, you know, in what area of Mexico they were doing their missionary work?
On the coast in Campeche, which is on the Gulf Coast in southern part of Mexico.
They made the whole trip pretty much.
Yeah. And they had no problems, and they said that the federales do have certain routes that they consider safe. And so if people are smart, that's the routes that they take.
The only problem is you're not safe from the federales. Thanks for the call, Charlotte. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here tonight for you if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE.
That is that's the whole route that I was basically intending to make when I was thinking about going to Belize. So interesting that they claim that there's routes that the federales keep safe.
Let's go to Jeff. He's in Salt Lake City listening to KZNU. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. First time listening to the show.
Welcome, sir.
I consider myself a conservative Republican, and it's fun listening to your show.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Your point of view. All right. I've been to border towns in Mexico. I've also been to the resort towns. I've had great experiences every single time. We rented a car to go from Cozumel over to Chichen Itza. That's a few-hour drive inland. We even got pulled over by a police officer. I had my $50 bill ready to go.
How'd that go?
He didn't speak any English, and so we were really having a hard time communicating, and we understood that we were speeding, and we were going through the small towns instead of the freeway system. We wanted to see how the culture is. And anyways, eventually
the culture pulls you over.
he's like, just go. So he let us off.
So you didn't even have to give him the $50?
I didn't even have to bribe him at all. He barely got out slow down.
I tend to think that that's an old-timey thing. I don't know about that. The Mexican police being accused of...
That's not what I've heard. I've not heard that's old-timey.
All right. Well, that's what I thought.
Good story.
At the same time, being in Utah, Mormon, LDS... They sent thousands of 18, 19, 20-year-old boys and girls to go on a mission down there, South America, Mexico, all those countries. And if it was a bad situation, the Mormon Church would not send these young children or young kids into harm's way. Every now and then you hear about someone getting mugged, but that's about the extent of it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of unfair bias about not just Mexico, but about China. And, you know, there's a lot of talk within America about these other places that are so bad and so scary. But, you know, the reality in China, we've had Gene, the Christian anarchist, call in. He says you can't even find, like, traffic cops down there, and yet the streets are relatively safe. And that, of course, we know there's a lot of industry there. There's a lot of manufacturing that's gotten better over the years. And he goes there with his family, and they don't feel like they're in danger in China. And here you are saying that you've had multiple experiences and have never felt any concern there in Mexico. Jeff, thanks for sharing that. Anything else you want to throw out tonight? Go ahead.
One last thing. I would have no problem taking my children to the resort cities, but using common sense, I wouldn't feel comfortable taking my kids to some of the border towns.
Fair enough.
Just a thought.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Now, Mark, didn't you guys go to Tijuana or something? Weren't you recently crossing into Mexico with your family?
Yeah, we crossed from, I believe, El Centro in California down, and then, drove from one state to another and then, came back in and I think El Paso or thereabouts. I can't entirely remember. We drove through Sonora and I'm not entirely sure what our route was, but.
So you went to some border towns?
Yeah, we went through.
You've got a son.
Yeah,
Did you feel like you were threatened by drug gangs?
We had a difficult time even finding good places to park. It was Saturday, and it seemed like everybody from the United States went over across the border to do some shopping, essentially, and it was just piled up. There was no place that was good for us to park and get anything to eat, so we ended up eating once we got back to the United States.
Wow. So it was actually so busy, you couldn't even find a place to park.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's not having problems attracting people down there.
However, I will say that you had to speak Spanish in order to order at the restaurants, and we went through Walmart, and my wife couldn't order. I like had to step in for a second in order to be able to do some translation at Walmart.
You couldn't buy something at the register? Or
the lady at the register could not speak English.
Okay.
So I was a little surprised at that.
Did you have to pay with pesos or whatever?
It was in the United States, you dolt.
Oh, I thought you meant to. I thought you meant you meant to, went to a Mexican Walmart.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
They do have those things.
Yes.
Okay.
We went to an American Walmart on this side of the border,
which is
not
one of the things
far, but
that I liked about what Angel Clark posted when she first moved down to Acapulco was her pictures from Walmart, which showed a bong section at Walmart. You gotta love them. They really do know their customers. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Jane. She's in Washington State, listening to KITZ. Hey, Jane.
Hey, I just wanted to make a few comments since you're talking about Mexicans right now.
Sí, por favor.
Geographically, there is an American continent, and you have South America, Central America, and Northern America. So Mexicans are Americans, and the United Statesans are U.S.ans, right?
I think this is difficult. It's not that I disagree. I mean, obviously what you're saying is true, and there's some level of bias that's involved. I'm not going to disagree with you on that.
Okay, so
but
that's
I don't
just
think
a comment.
Anybody in any other country calls themselves an American except for people in the United States, right?
I don't know. I think the South Americans call themselves South Americans.
I think they call themselves South Americans in order to be sort of specific, but they rarely use that. And like, I guess,
country.
Right? There's no good terminology for somebody from the United States without saying American.
Well, just a comment, you know.
I got you.
America's
fair enough.
America.
I think that's a good point. Thanks, Jane. And the world is the world. Go ahead.
I was going to make a comment on the woman being served alcohol.
Yeah, please.
It seems like any store should have the right to serve whom they would or want.
I agree with you.
We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. And so
thank you, Jane. I think that should absolutely be the case. Appreciate the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that was the topic we started the show with. But, of course, we can go anywhere here on Free Talk Live. So you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. If you want to join us, the toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. In fact, we can talk about immigration since we're on the topic of Mexico. Which, of course, not everyone immigrating is coming from Mexico. There are plenty of people coming from China and other places. But apparently the United States is now planning a new wave of immigrant deportation raids. Yes, that's right. The police state coming soon to an area near you. Hour number 3 is coming up. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.